Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I am Matthew, and welcome to another exciting episode of Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting.
House Meeting, that's right. The three of us sat down this morning and really just got through it. And now you're going to do the same.
Yeah.
In your very ear canals.
Absolutely right. You don't have to sit down, though. We however you want to listen to it is completely up to you. You can sit down, you can stand up. You know, perhaps you're on the treadmill.
They're the main two.
In which case, go for it. Are those, well, you know what? There's a third.
Go on.
Lying down.
Oh.
I don't feel comfortable with that.
No. There've got to be people who are lounging on the sofa, you know, hands behind their head. There could be even people in bed listening to this right now. If you're in bed, why not? I would imagine there are people who fall asleep listening to our dulcet tones. I know Clarkie certainly does. it's always the case. Anyway, if you do enjoy the tones that I was just talking about there, then get along to the Patreon, patreon.com/ Pappy's Flatshare, where you get an extra bonus episode every single week. You also get bonus beefs with our guests, but most of the episodes are the three of us chatting away, not unlike a house meeting, and also reading out your emails and other correspondence. And they're a lot of fun.
They're a real treat.
They're a real treat.
Pop rounds.
Enjoy the pop rounds there. But yeah, Pappy's Flatshare. If you search for Pappy's Flatshare on Patreon or patreon.com/ Pappy's Flatshare, you can get there today. And £4 a month is all we're asking for the sort of the main bit of the feed. And we would love to see you over there. It's an absolute bargain. It's an absolute steal.
Well, and crucially, it's a way of supporting what we do, and meaning that we can keep on doing our thing and sticking these out every Tuesday. So if you fancy supporting us, get along to Patreon and show us a bit of love. Do we still ask for reviews on iTunes?
Good question.
That doesn't feel like a thing anymore, does it?
We haven't asked for reviews on iTunes. I think liking and subscribing and rating is still very good for the algorithm. Yeah. So why not? If you're a newish listener and you've not yet left us a review, then get along to wherever you get your pods. It doesn't just have to be iTunes. Wherever you get your pods, get along, rate and review if you would.
Lovely.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Otherwise, let's get into our latest and greatest house meeting.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
So I saw something incredible the other day that, I think I saw when I was walking to the train station, I think I saw a snail jump.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, no.
Yeah. Now, this has happened twice in my life has an animal jumped into my path. First time was a baby fox when I was having a run one morning, and that was pretty wild.
Literally.
Yeah, I mean, it was, yeah. But baby foxes, you assume they can jump, right? You know, but snails, I always assumed couldn't jump.
There's no.
They've got a foot though, haven't they? That's kind of all you really need. Like, what do you need to jump? A foot.
That's like it. They are a foot.
Yeah.
A sticky foot though.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Did it fall?
Didn't fall, no. And it was a perfect landing as well. I was walking to the train station and it was on a leaf. And it jumped off the leaf and a perfect landing on the pavement. It was quite a sort of low leaf. It was a low bush. But then, obviously, that's why I saw it, because I'm a small person.
Hang on. Was the pavement below the leaf?
I hide.
What do you think, Tom? Ask the question to yourself again and see what you think.
Well, I'm just wondering if that's a jump, that's all.
What do you mean? Like,
did you see a snail fall?
No.
That's it?
No. He went up and down, which you wouldn't do if you were falling. You'd only go down. He went up off the leaf and down onto the ground.
I don't think you can jump off a leaf.
You don't think you can jump off a leaf? Why not?
No, because I don't think there's enough sturdiness there.
Well, it wasn't...
Surely, if you're trying to get lift off something, the thing's got to be more solid, doesn't it?
There were other leaves around it. It had a bit of ballast underneath it. There were other leaves around it, but the snail, it jumped off a leaf that was attached to a bush.
Right.
I'm not gonna crack under your forensic questioning. Was the pavement up or down? Was the leaf surrounded by other leaves?
Did the snail crack?
No, the snail didn't.
If you're telling me a snail was going along the pavement and then jumped up onto a leaf, I'm all ears.
Right, yeah.
But a snail that's going on a leaf and then falls down onto the pavement, you go, it's gravity, baby.
Yeah. I appreciate that gravity does play a part, but gravity plays a part in every jump.
There's a reason falling isn't an Olympic event. No one's like, I'm going to fall from 7 feet.
No, but diving is an Olympic event, and that's what it did.
Oh.
It was a jump off a thing. It's literally the leaf is nature's diving board.
And then a triple pike.
No, didn't need to. It had a perfect landing, like I said. Anyway, in gymnastics, that's all it's about the dismount, isn't it? And that's what it had, a perfect dismount.
It isn't all about the dismount. You can't be like, the landing's the whole thing, so you could just do a diving board and just jump off.
What's your specialty? Oh, dismounting. That isn't a thing.
Okay, but if you do a bad dismount, it discounts everything you've done in previously. I'm saying you have to be able to dismount in gymnastics.
But it isn't all dismounting.
No, crucially.
I'm using the phrase it's all about in the kind of vernacular rather than saying it's the only thing that it's about, right?
Sorry.
So anyway, yeah. But the reason you're nitpicking at the turns of phrase is because you are jealous that I saw something that you haven't seen. That's the reason you're upset about it.
No.
Because I've often longed to see a snail fall off a leaf.
No, I didn't see a snail fall off a leaf.
How often I see a snail going, I think, I'd love to see you fall.
No, that I'm not. I didn't get Schadenfreude. I wasn't waiting for this thing to fall off and delighting in its misfortune. I was celebrating its achievement.
Are you saying we're shellous?
I'm saying you're incredibly shellous of me. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying, Tom. I'm saying you are you're green like that leaf with envy because I saw something.
You saw something that no one else has ever seen because. It's impossible.
No one else has ever seen.
No.
You don't think... Right, listen, snails can jump, and I've seen it, and this snail jumped.
There's no way. If you're going off the documentary The Snail and the Whale, there's a lot of movement going on in The Snail and the Whale.
There's a lot of movement, and there's definitely, there's definitely bits where they propel themselves, right? Yes, they use gravity. Yes, they use all kinds of things. But they also propel themselves. And crucially, that's what I saw. I saw a snail jump off a leaf onto the pavement and then I crushed it with my foot. Crushed it under my heel. No, I didn't. I thought, wow, that's amazing. And then I immediately Googled, can a snail jump? And yeah, they can.
What?
Ah! Now Clarkie's interested.
There's
now,
no way.
Yeah, now
he believes Google
makes
over
a move.
His friends.
Which is fair enough. I do talk an awful lot of old shit. But this is something I saw. End of pod. Podcast over. Good night.
I'm just saying, if you want me to be impressed by this, then I need the snail to be going in the opposite direction, I'm afraid.
Well, you want to see a snail jump from the pavement up onto a high wall.
I want to see a snail jump, not a snail fall.
I didn't see a snail fall, okay? There's a difference. Oh, when you watch Olympic
diving.
It was up
there and he was down there.
Why are we going back to the Olympics?
Because I think the idea that anything going down is a fall, crazy.
Look, like we've established, were there any somersaults? Were there any triple pikes? Were there any turns? Were there any half turns? That's what I'm watching the Olympics for. I don't watch the Olympics. I don't watch a man walk to the edge and then just fall down to the pool and everyone goes, hey, it's all about how he hit the water. No, it isn't. It's about what he does between leaving the thing and hitting the water. That's what you're there for.
Yeah,
and this guy isn't fucking twiddling around, which I doubt he is.
You've got to twiddle. That's the thing.
You've got to twiddle.
Parry's nailed it there.
Yeah.
You've got to have a twiddle on the way down.
Otherwise, it's a fall.
Yeah.
All right. How about this? If a snail does it, though, right? You're not holding it to the same high standards of the...
Well, is it a snail Olympics?
Well, I don't know. I didn't stick around to find out.
If you'd just seen a person jump from a leaf in a bush, I'd have actually been more impressed than this fucking snail. A snail's supposed to be on a leaf in a bush, but a little person or a person balancing on a leaf in a bush... And coming down onto the pavement, you'd be like, sprightly.
And you don't think this snail was sprightly? You think it was just clumsy?
Well, it's had an incident, hasn't it? Did it seem like it wanted to end up on the pavement?
Yeah.
Was there intent there?
Of course there was intent.
And how did he signal this intent? Did he land and look up at you and be like, not bad?
Not exactly not bad, but there was a sort of a mutual respect between the two of us.
Now, this is where I'd be interested. If you'd have just said I was walking along and I shared a moment of mutual respect with a snail, then you go, hello.
Well, listen, I didn't realise that was the bit you were interested in, the sort of the human story. I thought you were more about the athleticism.
It is part of it.
I'm saying a fall isn't that athletic.
I want to know.
Right, can I just say one thing? We've got to define our terms here, Tom, because you keep using this word fall. And yes. I've never said I saw a snail fall off a leaf. If I'd said I've seen a snail...
But then you described what you saw and it was a snail falling off a leaf.
We've discussed the twiddle.
Yeah. I said it went up and then down. That to me doesn't suggest a fall. No twiddle. So you're saying that... Right.
It was sprung off a leaf.
Right. Okay. All right. Let's say you are standing on a wall and somebody says, can you jump down off that wall? Would you say, no, I can fall off this wall, or I can give you a pike and a couple of flips and I can jump off the wall? Is that what you consider to be a jump?
Yes.
All right. Which, you know what? I'm glad I cleared it up, because in which case then I stand corrected. I saw a snail falling off a leaf because it didn't do a pike. All jumping has to involve
a pike.
A pike. Otherwise, it's just a common or garden fall.
Common or garden snail.
House meeting.
Goat impressions. Let's hear you bleating.
House meeting.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I want to know why there was mutual respect. What did you do to earn the snail's respect?
Did you flash him a 10?
I I think the way that I looked at him, he looked back at me and he sort of thought, I'm glad someone was there to see it. So that was the respect I got there as being the, he was like, I got that well, sense.
Well witnessed. Yeah,
he was like, well witnessed. You know, like when you do something and you look around to check, oh, did anyone else see what I did there? You know,
it's me at the end of a live record. I stand by the door. I meet every single audience member as they leave. I look them in the eyes and say in my head, well witnessed, man, what you just saw there. Fucking
exactly. Well witnessed.
Well done to both of us.
Every man, Jack. Yeah, hey, yeah.
It may have looked like I was falling throughout, but actually I was jumping.
There was lots of twiddling.
You didn't see the twiddling I was doing under the desk.
Yeah. Crucially, they never do.
Well, it's, for good, the best.
It's a good thing for everybody, isn't it? Too right, Clarky.
My technique is sound.
Too right. But yeah, that was it. It felt like, oh, I'm glad that when I decided to defy gravity and do, if not a jump, then a very impressive fall, right? A fall that started by going up in the air, right? Very rare that a fall starts going up in the air, but this fall did. If you insist on calling it a fall, I'm still going to describe it exactly what happened as it happened. Up into the air, down onto the pavement, sucked up, because it was a rainy day, sucked up all the moisture from the pavement. It was like, this is where I want to be. Getting those sweet juices out of the rainwater. Oh, looks up. Oh, you saw that, did you, mate? No big deal. Just a jump.
Well witnessed.
I'll tell all my friends. And they went, well, listen, if you do tell all your friends, please, can you stress this was a jump and not a fall, all right? Listen, I wasn't looking around to check no one saw it. I was looking around to check everyone saw it.
What I think's happened is a snail is moseying along going, that's a fucking good leaf. I'm going to have a bit of this. Oh, there's a bit more towards the end of the leaf. We always want that little bit more.
Yeah.
Off to the edge of the leaf he goes, oh, fuck. He's sprung into the air. He's like, shit, I'm dying, man. And then, boof, oh, he lands on his fucking foot and he's like, oh, got away with that. Looks up, you're looking at him and he's like, fucking hell, got away with that, didn't I, mate? And you're like, oh my God, an athlete. And he's like, yeah, okay, I'm an athlete. Yeah.
He's like, it's lucky I found the one person who doesn't watch a tremendous amount of sports. If this had been John Motson.
Yeah,
if you know,
Motty would have been all over that.
Motty would have been all over that going, you just fell off that, mate. Got where I feel the juice. Anyway, the that would be the case if he'd fallen off the end of the leaf. He jumped off the middle of the leaf. He sprung off it.
Hang on. He was in the middle of the leaf.
Yeah. He was nowhere near the point.
How big's this leaf?
I would say this leaf would be 4 centimetres long.
Sorry,
it's 4 centimetres. Yeah, 4 centimetres. Somewhere between the two, between 4 centimeters and 5 meters. Closer to my estimation, but you know, I didn't have my tape measure with me. I just had my eyes and my memory.
Just consult my, okay. No, I think if it's shorter than a meter, then it's a fall. I'm a set, oh yeah.
Although, do you have to take scale into account?
What do you mean? As in like...
Well, like the size of the... I mean, good question.
It's a good question.
The size of the thing that's jumping.
Oh, yeah.
Because obviously if I jump a foot, that's not...
But if Crosby jumps a foot...
That's impressive.
Then, we're rolling out the barrel.
Exactly.
Because it's the whole flea thing, isn't it? Like if a flea was the size of me, then it would be able to jump over...
Yeah,
like
the Empire
70,
State Building.
70
yeah.
buses or some shit like yeah. that. Like,
and that's why we all love the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
No.
It's one of many reasons.
No.
And the shenanigans they get up to under that bridge.
Under that bridge. Can they jump over the bridge? Let's find out.
If the Red Hot Chili Peppers were going over the bridge, then I'd be interested. If it was about Anthony Kiedis leaping over a viaduct, then I'd sit up and pay attention. No, but you're right. Although the flea thing, Tom, reminded me, didn't you used to love it? If you ever go to like the Natural History Museum or like an exhibit about sort of insects and nature that used to be in a lot of sort of kids' museums, they'd always have like how far animals can jump.
Yeah.
You know that thing that you, from a standing start, how far can
in the days of the meter wheel, that shit used to matter.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Before smartphones came along and robbed our youth of imagination.
Yeah. Tom, this is so true, apart from the bit about the smartphones.
and our movies of any suspense.
Every word you say is absolutely true if we'd stopped speaking after about the first four words.
I stopped listening after your first four words, so I agree with everything you just said.
I saw a snail jump. You stopped after I saw a snail. And you were like, no, you fucking didn't. You not only don't believe I saw it jump, you don't believe I saw a snail. You think, come on, I know you live in the sprawling urban metropolis that is Beckenham. There's no...
A
skyscraper? No, thank you. But anyway, when I was a kid and I did my Moresby test, you know, the test you do, the kind of the careers advisory test to work out what you should do as a job.
Is that called the Moresby test?
I think that was the organisation who did it in our area, the Moresby test.
Right.
Lots of fun with, you know, this charming man kind of shenanigans, but it was it was the mid-90s. They said I should be a police officer, right? I don't know why, but I guess they just want to recruit police officers, and
crucially, one of the biggest skills you need to be a police officer is to be able to be a credible witness, as you've displayed today.
Thank you.
You are not the man for the job.
What? Oh, I thought that was going to go the other way.
Ran through a wall. And then Somerset ran up the side of a building, triple somersault into his bedroom, and that's where I found him, Your Honour.
He was afoot.
Yeah. So by triple somersaulting into his bedroom, it means he didn't fall into his bedroom. That's all we know. It wasn't gravity just taking its, just doing its nefarious work. So anyway,
if it landed on another bush, I'm interested. If there's a bush on the other side and he's like, off he goes, I'm interested.
Well, like across a gap.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
If it was a bit more parkour, then you would have been more...
Oh, my God. If he's on the end of a leaf going, the penitent man, the penitent man, the penitent snail will pass, the penitent snail will pass. And then he kind of takes a step out, Indiana Jones style, then I'm interested.
Puts his foot down and goes, oh, yep, there's something there.
Yeah, exactly.
Jumps across and then realises he's left his shell, has to grab it last minute.
Just as it comes down.
Yeah.
Love it. But anyway, listen, we're not talking about the snail. We're talking about the Moresby test now.
I've moved
things on because
this charming man,
that kind of stuff. Exactly. it was a good time to be alive, as it is today. So I went home, and obviously I'm quite a sort of susceptible person. And I was like, if I'm going to become
a snail, can fucking jump. That snail saw you coming, mate.
Believe snail propaganda.
He said, I see this guy coming and I'm going to jump to make him think that I can jump. Well, touche, snail, because you jumped, didn't you, mate? Anyway, I then went home and started practicing to become a police officer. Yeah. And I remember talking to my English teacher, Mr. Watson, and he was saying, I wanted to become a police officer, but I couldn't do from a standing start, I couldn't jump 6 feet. You have to jump obviously 6 feet across rather than 6 feet straight up, because no one could do that. But so I would go.
All police officers look like NBA players.
I would go home and I would jump 6 feet. I would try and jump 6 feet every night in the back garden.
Adorable.
But what it meant was I was always brilliant at that bit in the museum where you had to jump as far as, like, this is how far a snail can jump.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yeah, I can jump further than that. Of course
I can.
This
is how low a snail can fall. Yeah.
How dare you? How dare you say that? I feel like you're saying that. I feel like that's... a veiled insult to me. This podcast used to mean something and now you're just coming here with lies.
Did you ever have that feeling at school where, obviously, when you're thinking about police officers or the idea of being a police officer, you think of these, they've got to be someone really impressive, or this is very noble, incredible choice of profession, and like from the movies. And then about 8 years after you left school, you find out, like, hey, Do you know Jonathan Krasker became a police officer? And you're like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Jonathan Krasker, he used to put cotton wool in the end of his biro and set it on fire and pretend to smoke it. You'd be like, he's a policeman now. Oh, yeah, the law is fucked. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's always odd choices who end up becoming police officers, and that's when you lose faith in the system.
Yeah, ditto teachers. Absolutely the same. When you go, oh, that person's a teacher. Oh, yeah. Okay. And this is not to denigrate, obviously, not... all teachers,
of course,
and not all police officers, but
who can't podcast teach.
Yeah,
exactly.
Those who can't jump 6 feet
teach. Podcasting.
Those who are us in 4 years' time teach. You know, like it's the old saying. it's one of those where you go, oh, fucking hell. And then you go on Facebook and try and find a picture of them in their uniform. And it's like, oh, my God. You kidding me?
They used to give me a dead leg every lunchtime. What's going on?
Or they're just stupid.
Harry, you're still going on Facebook trying to find people in their uniforms, are you? Because you promised you'd give that up.
You kind of go, look at him, like he has his fucking peanut tie. You kind of go, look at him there back in the day, and now look at him in a he's a policeman. Fuck that.
Yeah. The thing about the teachers is the same. I was at Parents Drinks quite recently with the parents of the kids at Clio School.
That sounds like something the kids organise. We'll get them together. We'll let them mingle.
It was a lot of Ribena and fruit shoots, to be honest. But one of the mums was saying to me, I saw on Facebook. The teacher at my daughter's school, I saw on Facebook that went back a few not that far to find out she was at school quite recently, and you're like, yeah, that's how life works. Yeah.
That's age, that is.
It would have been worse if we said, oh yeah, I went back and they never went to school. You're like, oh, that's a problem.
I went back and raised by wolves.
What, in like the wild.
Feral, turns out, a feral upbringing, but anyway.
I mean, that's why she's really good at making stuff out of rubbish. You know, that's like, she's very, very good at craft day, not that good at sort of, arithmetic and numeracy.
Has that teacher not, because all my family members who are teachers have adopted an alias Facebook name.
Yeah, that's same with my family members who are teachers as well.
That's what that teacher needs to do.
Yeah, I guess so. But I guess there's always ways in. If you are the kind of parent who wants to check up on the teacher, there's always like, you know, especially if you went to school in the area, now you teach in the area and you grew up in the area, basically, there's going to be enough people connected that you can get into, you know.
What did you say to that parent?
I said, yeah, that's probably, I don't find that unbelievable. But if you want to hear an unbelievable story, guess what I fucking saw walking to the train station the other day. Now.
Like someone else who didn't go to school. how do you fare at Parent Drinks, Crossbow?
Got some tonight. You know what? Sailing into the Easter weekend with drinks before Good Friday. Absolutely,
it's
right.
It's Maundy,
yeah.
Thursday. Why not? Man, show some fucking respect.
Yeah.
Well,
are they Maundy drinks?
We are going. They're Maundy drinks. Yeah. I'm going to be using my Maundy monies to pay for some Maundy.
Sprinkling
pints.
Some ash on the top of them. I guess that's Ash Wednesday, isn't it?
That's Ash Wednesday, yeah.
What?
Different day.
That'll be that.
Ash Wednesday was ages ago, man. Absolutely ages ago.
Do you think
ago.
They missed a trick not having it as Maundy Monday? So good they named it twice.
No.
Although they also didn't.
Sorry, Tom. Can I ask two questions?
No.
Firstly, what are you talking about? And secondly, what are you talking about?
I only listened to the first of those questions, and the answer is I don't know.
When you say they missed a trick, who and what was the trick they missed? And secondly, they're so good they did it twice. It's not Monday, Monday. It's not the song by the Mums and the Papas.
No, but it's close enough, isn't it? Like, that's what I'm saying is you can have a bit of fun with it. If one of the Easter days has got to be a Maundy, then you're like, well, then let's go with Monday. Because from a marketing point of view...
There is Maundy. There is Maundy Monday.
What? So good they named it twice?
No. So no, good they named it Maundy Monday.
There's, so Ash bad.
There's Ash Wednesday, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday.
Yeah, no, Ash Wednesday's
Easter
not the
Sunday.
Same. Ash Wednesday wasn't this Wednesday, Tom. Ash Wednesday's the day after Shrove Tuesday. It's the start of Lent.
Palm Sunday.
Yeah, Palm Sunday, that's right. That was last Sunday.
So where's Maundy Monday? The Monday before Maundy Thursday.
But Easter Monday is Maundy Monday.
Oh, after?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
No one's calling it Maundy Monday.
I don't think anyone really...
Who told you this? The snail?
No.
You having a chat with the snail after he dismounted?
I can't believe you fell for it after he fell.
House meeting.
I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat.
House meeting.
So, Maundy Thursday, you're going for drinks with the parents. Are you the life and soul of the parent drinks? Or do you end up just talking about children?
Oh, yeah, there is no life and soul at parents' drinks, especially at this stage. What I mean, you know, the thing is, you're held together by only one thing, which is that you've all got kids the same age. There's no real reason for you to like. There's no real reason for you to be friends.
That's why you need to be plus one in Clarkey to these parents' drinks. Like when you're taken to a petting zoo, like when he goes to soft play.
Yeah,
you need to be bringing in. The loose cannon.
Yeah, bit of edge. That guy doesn't even have kids. What's he doing here?
I'm not looking after the kids in the morning. Let's go crazy.
How am I explaining Clarkie's appearance? not his appearance, obviously. You know, obviously, we'll just accept that's how he looks. But how am I explaining that Clarkie's here with me? What am I saying? I was like, oh, by the way, yeah, my wife couldn't make it. She's looking after the kids. But I have brought... the dude from You, Me and Dupree.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Can he just be there?
I mean, he could be there. I mean, it's in a pub in the area close to where he lives.
Oh,
there's no reason
go.
Why he couldn't just be there.
Mate, I'm gonna be there now.
It's the infiltrating the gang. That's the bit that I find tricky.
I looked everyone up on Facebook. Don't worry about it, guys.
It's kind of like in like a wedding crashers style tradition.
Yeah.
Where like Clarkie, you could hire him out.
Yeah.
You could hire him out as like the non-parent to come and spice up things up. And maybe he's just kind of waiting where people are meeting and it's like...
What kind of spicing up do you want to happen? What is it you're...
A fun time.
Like, yeah, okay, all right. So let's drill down into this. What would you imagine would be the fun time?
Just... A bit of interesting talk before you get to, but you know, how do you make the meat or stuff like that? You know, like with those conversations, just like keeping that wolf from the door.
So as soon as they start to say, listen, do your kids only eat the same jacket potato every single day for school dinners rather than choosing something from the menu? As soon as that conversation, which by the way, that's going to happen a few times tonight. We know that's a given, right? That's going to happen. As soon as I hear someone starting that, I say, listen, you've got to meet my friend Ben.
Clarkey plows in with Nolan or Scorsese. And you're like, go what? Who's the best director?
Who do you prefer? The Nolan sisters? Or Marty Scorsese.
And it's like, that's what he'll do. He's a hand grenade.
I will do that.
Yeah.
Who can jump over that table?
A snail.
Who can fall off it?
Yeah, exactly.
How do you think I saw a snail jump? Because, you know,
Are you
I
trotting
feel like,
out?
Oh, is this
I feel
what
like,
this is?
I was,
this is a try run, isn't
this
it?
This has been a preview,
oh, I
yeah.
See.
This has been a preview for whether or not it's going to work tonight. And you know what? I'm going to tell you now. It's not gone well.
No,
I think we've done you a big favour here.
You've done me a huge favour here. Yeah, you've saved me from social suicide. You've saved me from jumping off a leaf.
What I could see you doing is, you'll start talking about it, and then suddenly you'll feel people finishing their conversations and turning to you. Your mouth will start to dry, and by the end, you'll just like point at them and go, "She looks up teachers on Facebook from school," and then run towards the door.
No. I never realise something isn't going well during a conversation until way, way after the conversation's
over.
Oh,
yeah. You'll wake up at like 1 a.m. and you're suddenly like, oh no, what was I saying?
No. Not even that. I'll just be walking down the street 5 years later and go, oh dear. But by that point, the friendship has ended. So no, you've done me a huge favor here, because my mouth wouldn't have dried up. People wouldn't have been turning. They would have been turning to me, but I would have just carried on chatting. I wouldn't have even realized. I would have been absolutely all over telling them about the snail. So it's back to the drawing board for me now.
Yeah, I can see. Well,
anything else happen on that walk to the tube? Or was you too busy buzzing off the fact that you'd seen a snail fall?
It was a train station, and don't try and pick me up. Don't try and trick me. It was the train station. I know exactly. I know all the details of it. That's a classic lawyer trick, is to go, oh yeah, so anything else happened on the walk to the tube? And I go, no, just walked to Tooting Beck station. That was it.
Oh, you walked, did you? You didn't run.
Yeah. No, I had plenty of time. It was raining. I was walking to the local train station.
Oh, yeah. Because you were running when you saw the baby fox jump out. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that was the baby fox jumping. Yeah, cool. Okay, off a leaf, I suppose. Anyway, yeah, carry on. That's what you do.
Is that what a lawyer does? I'd love... Sarcastic. just
I think yeah.
Oh, chinny reckon.
Yeah. Eyes to the jury for the listener, dear.
You've a lot of eye rolling, yeah.
Be flashing eyes to the jury there.
Lots of eyebrows.
Flashing eyes to the jury, thinking, I'm going to look you up in your uniform later on. Don't you worry about that. I'm going to get on your Facebook page.
I found you on Facebook. You're not going to believe this. This guy used to go to school. You wouldn't have thought it if you were listening to him.
You left that out of the story, didn't you? Here's a photo of you at 11. You were at school. You never told us that, did you? Your story's crumbling.
This judge used to be a school child.
How much do you trust him now?
That is a good point, though. Probably less.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Do you think everyone in positions of authority needs to show a photo of themselves as a child just to sort of level the playing field a little bit?
You'd be like, oh, mate, you used to be a little baby. What are you talking about?
I think it's why your parents struggle ultimately with taking their kids seriously as adults.
Yeah.
I think that's an eternal struggle. And I think it's because you know what you know. You saw them.
You know what you know.
Shit them. You know what you know. So when it's like, oh, you're getting married, are you? And you're going to have children yourself. Oh, yes. Whatever it'll be. Oh, you want to buy a house, do you? Okay.
Okay, jumble.
Yeah, that one's more believable. Oh, you want to buy a house, do you? Good luck.
It's like... Oh, you want my recipe for shepherd's pie? Okay. What are you going to make it for dinner, are you? Yourself? Okay. You know, like that. I'm not saying that's how they...
Can I just ask, Tom, are your parents lawyers? Because they certainly sound like it.
I bloody wish. And then they go, you know, I'm not saying that's how they say it to you, but I think that's what's going on in their head. I think if a judge's parents are in court, A, he shouldn't be looking at, he shouldn't be doing that trial.
yeah, that's probably true.
But you'd struggle.
I don't think you need to be there.
Plus, with the whole dressing up element, it would very quickly feel silly. Like if your child becomes a barrister in Britain and they're putting on their wig and their gown and you're going to see them, I think ultimately it's still going to feel a bit like one of those little plays that they're doing in the front room.
Dressing up, showing off in front of your mates. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Take the wigs off. Surely take the wigs off.
I think you're telling us a lot about your parents' attitude to you. Like, Clarky, showing off. Sit down. Stop it. That is actually exactly how your parents are to you. You could have become a high court judge, though, and they would have still behaved exactly the same way. So isn't that quite freeing?
Thank you, Matthew. I could have done.
You could have done. If only you'd had the Latin.
If only you had the wigs.
House meeting. What's the worst thing you've considered eating?
House meeting.
There we go.
I think it was the greatest, Tom. It was the greatest house meeting we've ever had.
I'd give that 5 stars.
That's got to be worth 5 stars. It certainly has. I will say one thing. As I was talking, I realised I made a small error with something I said. Just ever so slightly small.
Oh, just an addendum here.
Just a little addendum, yeah. I don't often do this. But I didn't see a snail.
No. Was it a squirrel just, this whole time?
Just a small...
I didn't see a snail jump. I didn't see a snail jump off a leaf.
Right.
I didn't see a snail jump off a leaf.
I didn't, guys.
So if you just take that from the record, no, but listen to everything else.
Listen, I panicked and I made it up.
Everything else was true, though.
No, everything I said in that, I made up. But I never went to school. I never went to school, guys. I never went to school. No, I did see a snail. I realised I said arithmetic and numeracy, which are basically the same thing. But apart from that, every other thing I said in that podcast was 100% factually accurate. And
apart from it was a frog.
Yes, it was a frog, and it was jumping into a lake, and it was in it was in a cartoon.
Well, go forth. Have a lovely time.
Will do.
And today's episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Corsham team.
Corsham team. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Bye.